mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Wallach's with us for five more minutes, and then I'm going to come back in News Blitz and take your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Vanessa in Oregon. You're on the air with Dr. Wallach. Go ahead.
Hello. I've had, since I was 14 years old, digestive problems. Like, at 14, I stopped being able to eat dairy, some fruits, vegetables. Basically, I could only eat bread and rice. And I still, to this day, I can't eat a full meal. And it's horrible. And I was wondering if you had any ideas about that.
You have any skin problems like eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis?
I just started getting psoriasis a bit.
Yep. Do you have any history of chronic bronchitis or asthma as a kid?
No.
Did you have constipation or diarrhea?
Sometimes.
Of course. It goes along with the psoriasis. Yeah, you have a gluten intolerance. What I'd have you do, if you're going to eat bread, it's got to be gluten-free bread. You cannot have wheat, barley, rye, or oats in any form. No oatmeal for breakfast, no cereals. And none of that kind of stuff. No wheat, barley, rye, or oats. You can have rice. You can have baked sweet potatoes with butter. You can have squash with butter. You can have all the vegetables. Make sure no processed meats, because not only do they have nitrates in them, but they also have wheat in them as filler. No wheat, barley, rye, or oats. You take the Alex pack appropriate for body weight. One Alex pack per month for 100 pounds of body weight. You will be a new woman. The psoriasis goes away. Guess what? No more diarrhea. No more constipation. You will be a new woman.
And Alex, I had one question for you. I'm a hardcore info warrior, always doing my research every single day, and I just started the blog, and I was wondering if I could invite females especially, because I don't know a lot of female info warriors that are way into it, to contribute, and guys as well. If you have any sort of writings or art or anything you'd like to contribute, I would love that.
We are going to tomorrow launch officially the big social network where you can link and post your artwork, your articles, everything. And we absolutely want to get women more involved in the info war. And I'm going to try, I'm getting some reporters together to start doing daily shows that'll kind of host like a Washington Journal show where people can call in and just call after call after call and just go over news that way. Like earlier, I had a bunch of great callers holding and I had to let them go so you guys could get on with medical questions. That way, I got a bunch of shows I want to launch. I've got a bunch of reporters we're trying to hire. We've just gotten to that final level of growth where we're about to be able to hire more people and do it all, but it's also a money issue. And so what I do is I promote products that I believe in that help people that also finance our operation. I believe in win-win. That's why I sleep so good at night. That's why I promote longevity via InfoWarsTeam.com. So, yes, we are wanting to empower women. God bless you. Let's talk to Marilyn in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air with Dr. Wallach.
Thank you so much. Dr. Wallach, I'm calling about my husband who's had chronic diarrhea for about 3 months, going on 4. He has abdominal pain after he eats. He has headaches at the back of his head and vertigo. And we've gone through blood tests, even an ultrasound of his abdomen, and everything is normal. That he's getting weaker, he's lost more than 11 pounds.
Okay, that's very good because he's eliminated cancer and other evil things, right? So what that tells you is, well, yeah, if they've done all these tests, believe me, if there's anything that remotely looks like cancer, doctors are going to glom onto it. So what I would do is get him on a gluten-free diet. If you go back to when he was a kid, ask him if he has his appendix out, do you know?
No, he hasn't.
Did he have his gallbladder out?
No, he's got one.
Did he have asthma?
No.
Okay. I would get him on a gluten-free diet. No wheat, barley, rye, or oats. That means oatmeal for breakfast. Things like processed meats that are filled with
wheat. He's got to go on a total health food diet, and he's got to, as Dr. Wallach was just saying, he's got to not eat GMO, too. A lot of this is GMO. This is what it does to the rats and things. Dr. Wallach, incredible job. Look forward to having you back up soon. InfoWarsTeam.com if people want to find out more. And they also have a number you can call if you have any questions there on the site. We'll be back with a News Blitz and more of your phone calls.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go into the news and your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us in this hour is 800-259-9231. Again, thank you so much for tuning in today. But people look for silver bullet solutions. Something simple, you know, arrest David Rockefeller, or arrest the Queen of England, everything will be okay. Those are just figureheads on institutions of corruption. You only see a tiny bit of the iceberg. It is a philosophy of liberty and populations that will not go along to get along, who will resist tyranny by speaking out against it, by not giving your consent, by exposing it, by getting noisy, by not being spectators. I was looking at the state laws. Most states have already thrown out the laws they had previously or watered them down, where police could literally just take any money they wanted out of your car and say it was associated with drugs. The point of they were doing it to even old ladies and reached so far that they reversed it, but a lot of states still have it in place, like Tennessee, New Jersey, Kentucky. There's quite a few. And it's now gotten to the point where every day I'm reading about police even grabbing $1,000 out of somebody's purse when they pull them over. Or in the case of Michigan, saying, give me your cell phone. You hand the cop your cell phone, they plug it into a machine and download all the contents, photos, everything. or they have wireless systems that grab it off. Google's been caught doing that. That's flagrantly illegal. But they just do it. And the idea is, well, we're the good guys, so it's okay. Really, are you the good guys in history? Our founder said, keep government on a short leash or you're going to end up in hell. I don't care how many excuses there are. So my point on this issue is the tyrants are arrogant right now. They know some of us are waking up, so they want to finish their program up. But a lot of them are arrogant now. So teachers are saying you'll be arrested if you criticize Obama. And that's waking people up. The Army puts out the document. Yeah, we're getting re-education camps ready for the American people. That wakes folks up. The Economist magazine, Financial Times, they all come out and say, yeah, world government's the answer. That's waking people up. They've gotten to the point now where this thing is so far along, the system has to bring it out in the open. It's that simple. And because myself, you, countless others out there, millions of liberty lovers worldwide, not just in the U.S., hundreds of millions, have been talking about this, and the general public thinks they're cool because they don't have respect for themselves if they repeat what TV said, because that's TV. I mean, that's fancy. The teleprompter person said that, or the sitcom or drama or movie said that, or a cop said that in a movie. I mean, that's what really cool people say. No, that's what propaganda says to implant that in your mind. So they come back at you with, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist because you don't think the government should be giant. Or you think the government might be nefarious. You look at them and you say, man, you really are stupid. You're using some throwaway line on me while the government's growing exponentially. Our country's being bankrupted. The borders are wide open. Treason is being committed. The UN's telling the president what to do. Well, so what? What's the point of a president then? You're sitting here making jokes about somebody who's bringing up points that the founders believed in. Oh, the founders, they were just old racist white men. It's usually a white yuppie saying that. I'm like, well, then, so you do say throw out everything they called for. Keep government out of religion. Keep government out of your house. Have low taxes. Have a separation of powers. Have due process. Have warrants so the cops can't break in your house anytime they feel like it. Because everywhere else in the world, they just show up whenever they want. Cop thinks your wife's hot, goes in. That's how it is in third world countries, by the way, and Eastern Europe and other places. I mean, I saw articles here today where a guy's fighting for his life after being stabbed more than 50 times by a bunch of hoodlums. And I was reading articles where in areas of Northern Europe, you're arrested if you even fight back while being stabbed. England's becoming the same way. And I thought about how they won't let people get any type of martial arts training or anything. I mean, it's so pathetic what the globalist culture is. It's a culture to secure criminal reign. It's a culture to secure the ruling class and all their minions can do and engage in whatever they want. And I, for one, have had enough of it. And I want to say this. We're having a lot of victories right now, but it really hit me. I was poleaxed by this last night. The biggest victory we've got is the Second Amendment. It burns in the gut and in the mind of the globalist control freaks who are just amassing all this military hardware and training against us that the American people are waking up and buying 3, 4, 5 million guns a month. Double any previous record. It angers them that people are getting back to being self-sufficient and trying to move to the countryside. The trendies and the liberals and the conservatives are all getting together and waking up to being agrarian again. That totally freaks the New World Order out. So they've got countermeasures. But that's only waking people up that much faster. And when the system comes out and says guns aren't cool, everybody knows they are. When the system comes out and saying having a garden's bad, everybody knows it is. Good to have a garden. And again, you're like, yeah, this is all common sense. Okay, well, let's get that common sense out to other people. But it really hit me last night. It hit me hard. It hit me really hard that it really hit me that I need to focus more and point out to everybody in a big way that we can beat these people. There are so many fronts that we're having a lot of success on. A lot of fronts. And if we just point out the victories we've had and we continue to point out how criminal the opposition to liberty is. Now, liberty, criminality. Freedom, slavery. Empowerment, disempowerment. Exhilaration, humiliation. I mean, I choose the good stuff. And those that want to demonize this country's founders, that want to demonize the ideas of liberty and freedom, they're tyrants. Or they're little camp followers who are so afraid of the power structure, they think by groveling to it and endorsing it, they're going to somehow be part of that structure. It is beyond ignorant. But the fact that they've got a UN treaty to ban civilian ownership of firearms, the fact that Hillary says they want to sign it and try to enforce it, and the fact that they know, the system knows, nobody's putting up with any of their incremental gun control anymore. Nobody's putting up with their false flag terror attacks, sending guns into Mexico to blame it on the Second Amendment. The jig is up. It's over. Our beachhead through the Second Amendment that was put there for a reason, you got the First Amendment, the power of the pen, next you got the sword. And they are chewing up every other right, overthrowing it, trying to train the public who is not accustomed to having access and being confronted by police and military. They're trying to train all of us to be accustomed to the fact that the system has access to our homes, our person, our bodies. They're trying to get us used to that contact to try to bring in martial law. I mean, that's what martial law is. I mean, I drive around Austin, Texas now, or surrounding areas. I was out in Bastrop yesterday, and I had like six guns in the back of my car, which are totally legal and lawful, rifles. And I was going out to do another shoot with the Steiner brothers out at their ranch. This beautiful hills overlooking this little lake. It was incredible shots. Wait till you see what we did. And I had two cops follow behind me on the way in from outside Austin. Out west in the hill country, cops everywhere pulling people over on the main highway, cops driving out to Bastrop all over the place, cops all over Bastrop driving back into town last night. We went and got dinner. Cops driving into Austin, and did it make me feel good? You know, that's the question. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, state police behind me. Oh my gosh, Bastrop police behind me. Oh my gosh, Dripping Springs cops behind me. They're going to pull me over. They're going to sit there and see six guns laid out in the back and, you know, big cases of spent ammo. And I'm not going to answer 20 questions. I'm going to say, listen, you got a problem with my guns? Literally, get the hell out of my country. I was thinking about what I was going to say. Leave me alone. It's my country. I haven't done anything wrong. And I shouldn't feel bad when you pull me over for whatever reason. Okay? You don't make me feel good. Now, again, chances are the cops would have pulled me over, but I wasn't speeding. It wouldn't have been an issue. But I'm just getting to the point where I can't be messed with anymore. You know what I mean? I mean, I read where in Chicago they're setting up these three trendies that wanted to go have fun and protest. And they're saying, yes, they were set up, that, yes, they were put in a apartment, and they think the people that gave them the apartment set them up with the beer-making equipment that they're saying are Molotov cocktails. And that's how this works, folks. Luke thinks they were set up like that. They were trying to set them up. An exact group connected to that. I mean, never go to some city and go to somebody's house you don't know who invites you there off, you know, Facebook or Craigslist or whatever to stay there. I mean, it's they will put you in prison in 2 seconds and sleep all night about it. I'm going to Bilderberg, and I'm not going to have any weapons, not planning anything violent. If anybody ever sets us up, I'm not scared of that. They're criminals. They're scum. And try to set me up. That's just the way it is. I put my faith in God. I don't think that's going to happen, but I wouldn't be surprised someday if it doesn't. Because that's just the way it is. This is a criminal system. But I'm going to protest Bilderberg, and so are thousands of other people, and that's the end of it. And these guys will get on our tail in unmarked cars. And we'll just stop the car and get out, and they'll drive away from us, and we start following them. And then they'll pull up at a restaurant and run and lock themselves in the bathroom. So, again, I'm done being fearful. I'm done. And again, the fact that the people know the government wants our guns to make us slaves, the fact that people all across the political spectrum are buying guns, it just shows that they cannot win when the people are against them. Your calls are coming up in more news.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I'm looking at the new NDAA bill that expands secret arrest and torture and murder of American people and the Pentagon engaging in domestic psyops against the American people. I mean, how do we ever let it get this far? They got all these superheroes coming out that are gay. Can't the kids just read a comic book about a superhero? No. There's got to be all these messages. And as the big think tanks and the Rockefeller Foundation said 50, 60 years ago, we will encourage homosexuality so people don't have families, so that they see the state as their family. I'm going to be covering that. Also, if you go to drudgereport.com, we've got a big article out today. Pistol, TSA gropers being trained to feel for crotch bombs, and they admit the crotch is now the key. Your crotch is very suspicious. The government minion. Forget get the government out of your bedroom. How about government out of my pants? And if you go back to the Drudge headline, it's linked to The Hill. It says that they are increasing fees to fly to fund the expansion of the TSA onto the highways of America. That's what's really happening. Now, they've announced TSA to be in every city of the country, and your airport fees are going to pay for it. Let's go back to Drudge. I want to show TV viewers that photo, a recent photo of the man standing there with his hands out like he's a terrorist. It's all about submission. Oh, they had another photo up earlier. I guess that was InfoWars where the guy's hands are out. But there's the guy with the TSA gripping his genitals. And I'm sorry to talk like that on air, but that's medically what's happening there. And if you don't like them going up and actually squeezing to see what it is, well, you're just not American. That's got to be the new American flag. In fact, will you get Caden here, the graphics guy? I want to take that photo. I want to make that the field of blue. That, it's perfectly square. And then have, like, barbed wire, you know, our standard barbed wire legalized freedom shirt. I want to put that up on InfoWars right now. I want that to be the field of blue. And then the rest of it, I don't know, maybe Prozac pills or something, or maybe kids being kidnapped by the government and raped and murdered. We could have like a really nice American flag. But there is the new American flag. An old guy being wanded and tested and just totally bending over to him. And then you got this guy going, sir. Well, you know what South Park says. Let me look inside there and see what's going on. And by the way, you can tell those guys fly a lot because that is exactly. I was watching that. I don't really like South Park because I'm not into dirty humor. But in the case of the TSA, that's what they're doing. In fact, they're not even. People think it's funny, but that's what they actually do. That episode, one woman gets sucked down a pressure toilet. And so they ban people, sitting on the toilet or whatever. So they have the toilet police. That's what TSA, Toilet Safety Administration. And they're running around going after people. So that's some of what's coming up. I got a ton of news here I got to get to. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. You're on the air, you evil thought criminal. You may need the TSA to make sure there's not a... How do I even know you don't have a bomb in your pants right now? Should I call the police on you? I mean, there used to be presumption of innocence because society can't operate if you think everybody's guilty, but let me call the police right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. officer Scott just called in from Arizona, and he might be a terrorist. He might have a bomb in his pants. Do I have any proof? No, but he does. He does. Just, I need somebody to get over there and grope him right now. That's how insane this is, but it's not insane. It's a takeover. Think of how the globalists are laughing at you right now. What do we do to make sure we break their will? Oh, there we go. Hold on. He's even having a crotch. Pistoli actually put a report out saying the crotch is their main focus now. I'm not joking this up. I'm inventing some new things. Oh, my gosh. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Arizona. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I actually am taking punishment to the skull now that I'm off of the cell phone speakerphone. So I'm taking it directly to the brain now. So I'm serving my due.
Good.
Yes. So, hey, actually, what I wanted to bring up, because I did call during the Joel Wallach segment, and I want to throw something out there that I would like to have you maybe even bring up to him amongst all the tyranny that we have going on, that we might find...
Come on, some fat guy with a mustache sweating with dirty gloves, sticking his hands down your wife's pants isn't tyranny.
It's love.
Exactly. It's all about love. Yes, you don't have to go to a re-education camp, do you now? What's wrong with the Army having some re-education camps?
Hey, so Alex, so what I want to find out is if you could bring up to Joel maybe next time, I think this would be something that a lot of listeners would be interested in knowing, as would I, because of...
What, we want to know what's in your pants because you might be a terrorist? Stay there, I'm going to come back to you. I apologize. I want to give you a fair shake here. We're all interested right now. America on the precipice. Millions of crotches have not been searched by perverts in blue uniforms. But don't worry, the feds are to the rescue. Janet Napolitano is going to be on every street corner with the rapers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
We don't have to give in to evil. We don't have to give in to corruption. We can turn things around. But we've got to learn to recognize good from evil, propaganda from truth. It's that simple. All right, Scott, I'm going to shut up. Go ahead and make your point.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Alex, two things quick. Number one is I would love to hear Joel Wallach talk about his suggestions for food storage in the long term, since most of what you're going to find out there is just riddled with gluten, outside of the obvious, which is buy bags of rice and things like that. And that's something I'd like to hear and talk about if maybe you can bring up as maybe some creative ideas. for long-term food storage. The other thing is, I'm wondering, I've listened to this guy off and on for quite some time, and I wondered if you've ever looked into or anybody's ever made a suggestion having him on, because we're always looking for solutions, and that is, are you familiar with, he's on, he's kind of radio, not like a regular radio show, but they do like a conference call thing on a station called Talk Shoe, called AIB Radio. His name's Rod Klass. Have you ever heard of him?
Never heard of it, but send me some info. God bless, my friend. I'm going to get into more of the news here in a moment, but let's continue with your calls. Wayne in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Kudos from Colorado. Hey, I was just wanted to pass on some news I saw this morning on an alternative news channel called RT News. I don't know if you've heard of it. But anyhow, on the little news bar going across the bottom of the screen, it said NATO wants to put up a missile shield due to Chicago protesters. Have you heard of that one?
I'm sorry, sir. They happened to pop in my ear right when you were asking your question. Go ahead and ask that again.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I was watching this RT News channel. It's an alternative news program on TV. And on the bottom of the screen, this is going across the bottom, it said NATO wants missile shield due to Chicago protesters. Have you heard of that?
No, but I know that everywhere NATO or the G20 or the globalists go, they demand a police state be erected. And at the Olympics and other places, they put up missile shields for Al-Qaeda's Air Force, the same Al-Qaeda that they're openly funding in Libya, Syria, and to attack the Iranians. I mean, it's ridiculous. They staged the terror. I mean, NATO is on record shipping opium all over the world. It's the mafia. The real mafia runs the military. The real organized crime issues the money. It's the Federal Reserve. And so I was not aware of that, but I could search that. Guys, search NATO wants missile shield over Chicago, and we'll probably find that report. Anything else, sir?
Picking it up.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said again.
Oh, I said they have a website, rtnews.com. Maybe you can find it there. I don't know.
No, I know what it is. Yes, I'm fully aware of RT. I will look that up right now. Anything else, sir?
No, just I love fluoride. Keep on keeping on, and God bless Americans.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, there's a big medical study out today dealing with fluoride hardening of the arteries. Yeah, no kidding. Fries the bones, fries the joints. Hey, but who cares? The government loves you. They put it in there to make your teeth healthy. Let's go to Daryl in Georgia. Daryl, you're on the air.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me clear?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Hello from my wife and kids. We appreciate what you're going to attack the Build-A-Bear group. You know, this is a worldwide organization. My only issue is the elites of America. Why are they not in jail? Like Rick Perry, Bill Clinton, Tim Geithner, Ben Bernanke, the commissioner of the federal, the IRS. It's sickening me that these people commit the most worst crimes, but then we're the ones thrown in these jails. And that right there just really angers me. But, you know, we have to channel that energy into a positive way and fight them the correct way, because they want us to get wild and get violent so they can have an excuse to, you know, enforce their rulings amongst us.
Well, I agree with you, but it's because they're criminals, but they got control of government. That's what tyranny is, criminals running government, that they're unaccountable. I mean, look at Corzine stealing billions, not getting in trouble. Look at Obama with Fast and Furious and billions to his buddies in contracts for alternative energy, where they never even opened offices up. I mean, it's concentrated corruption, and they are devaluing the dollar. They are paying to ship our jobs overseas so that China is dependent on them. It's not about building China up or even building up the U.S. It's about making us all dependent. They want every country dependent, and then only the globalists can control things, because they control all the countries by playing them off against each other. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Okay, let's talk to Alan in New Hampshire. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you this afternoon? Calling from FEMA Region 1. I'm a former Marine, former New Hampshire State Correctional Officer, and I have a list of things that I would like to touch on. I'd like to get to most of them. First of all, the sexualization of children in the schools. I have an 11-year-old sister attending grade school, and they had a quote-unquote puberty class, and during this class, the instructor told the children to go into the bathroom and wash their hands and explore themselves.
Yeah, they need to get in major trouble for that. I've seen the handbooks that they give even 6-7-year-olds. Well, the Clintons did that. They wanted masturbation training. In fact, remember whenever the Surgeon General came out and told kids to do that? And, I mean, imagine how that enters your mind to want to be a kindergarten teacher and want to sexualize children. It is, again, they're a bunch of pervs. Normal people don't want power, so we never get into power. Scum crave it, so they run everything. And that's why my children don't go to public school. They don't go to private school, except for occasional academies where they go to take tests and compete. Because most children sit there and watch television all day. Their innocence is destroyed. And there's so many predators that are involved working in and around children. But you're saying, where is this that you're located where they're telling children to go in the bathrooms and masturbate, basically?
It would be in Conway, New Hampshire, up here in the Northeast. The instructor had a Facebook page, and she was all talking about the she put a post up talking about how she's going to go teach the puberty class, and then that she literally put tee-hee-hee, giggling like a young girl who has no idea.
What a total and complete perv. And, you know, that's why we've got so many of these teachers having sex with their students, male and female, and it just totally destroys innocence. It just absolutely devastates innocence. What is the Facebook? Can you send us her Facebook?
I can try.
But, I mean, this is going on everywhere. You can just type into a search engine, schools teaching masturbation. This has been a big, I don't know, 15-year situation. And what's amazing, though, is growing up in Texas, I mean, you could drive 2 hours, especially back then, without ever seeing a gas station. And women would just have to hold it, but sometimes they'd even go behind a bush. But, you know, we'd pull over, go behind a bush. Now the police will see you doing that, will pull over. This is in the news all the time. We'll say, show me what you were doing. They'll go over, get you to admit that that's your urine, you know, behind the bushes, and arrest you for indecent exposure, even though no one was around. Because they need to fill those giant prisons. That's our main economy now. We have double what China has. And so that's how they operate. But then you see cops doing it out in the middle of nowhere. What are you supposed to do? So that's you're going to go to jail for. But if you want to teach, in fact, I can't even say what they teach children by the eighth grade in public schools nationwide. They teach them things I didn't know about until I was in college. And quite frankly, don't have trouble believing, but I'm told it's widespread. Again, it's like I said the other day, I enjoy eating a breakfast taco in the morning with queso, or not with queso, that was in the old days, with hot sauce. I never get sick of eating a breakfast taco. Do it a couple times a week. And I dovetailed that with the 7 roasted babies being flown in for black magic people to eat. That was in several big newspapers. For them, that's really fancy, getting a roasted baby out wrapped in gold leaf and slicing off delicious pieces, thinking you get power from it. See, we're not normal to them. We're bad because we don't want to corrupt children. Their religion is about corrupting children and doing something naughty. They think because we're not into too degenerate things that we're just not cool. No, we like innocence. We like happiness. We also like bashing pieces of filth's heads in, but it's not because it's a normal response to it. The point is I'm starting to rant, sir. I'm sorry. Go ahead and make your points.
That's okay. The other point, I've been waking people up daily. Every time I go out in public, I wind up in a deep conversation waking people up. Actually, I was at the supermarket the other day, and I picked up some hamburger, and I asked the butcher, I said, how can I tell which one has pink slime in it? And he turned to me and kind of whispered. He said, it all has pink slime in it, except for the 80% stuff, because that's the stuff that we grind right here. And I started talking to some people around me, and next thing you know, people in the aisles are putting the hamburger back up on the shelf and going,
oh my God,
to the 80%.
Let me stop you again. This caller is so awesome. He's calling in with real issues after real issues. And look, they admit most hamburger meat has reconstituted, filled with cancer-causing deadly chemicals. It's admitted. It's this garbage. And you've got to buy exactly 80 to 90% a lot of places. You can see them feeding it in right there. And people say, well, don't complain, you can't do anything. As people become aware of the slime, all these companies are having to come out and say, we don't have slime, and proving it, we'll eradicate the slime. 3 years ago, it started to come out that they have fake filet mignon cutlets in a process that are really just blood, rotten-type blood that spills out of the cow's necks, mixed with fat, reconstituted with a fake fat swirl in it, and most people can't even tell the difference. They must be idiots. I can tell the difference. But the point is, that stuff's almost eradicated, and at first it was a conspiracy theory 3 years ago. Pink slime a year ago was a conspiracy theory. They denied it. Enemies of liberty always try to deny to see if that works, but once this guy started talking, everybody was talking and refusing it. Now that'll be a chain reaction. Soon no one will be buying the pink slime stuff. They'll have to advertise it's pink slime free, just like GMO. So what's the GMO companies doing worldwide? Trying to get laws passed where you're not even allowed to label independently that it's not GMO. They've sued people, the milk processors and others, over that. Again, you've got the power. And what this guy just said is how we're going to turn it around. The marketplace is where people have met for 10,000 plus years and talk to each other. You're supposed to talk in the market. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you, but this is too important of a call. I'm sitting there Sunday evening. My son wants a kayak. Well, we've got one little bitty kayak, but then his sister and then they start fighting over it. Totally reasonable. We need two kayaks when we go out, you know, someplace. And we got a creek when it's raining under the house as well. We can take them to. Side issue. Point is, I can throw them in the back of the truck and take them. I'm standing there, and the woman says, "What's your, you know, what's your such and such? What's your zip code?" And I just said, "Look, you're already getting it all on this credit card." And my son was there. He's there right now today. Came into work with me. And I said, problem is I kind of hesitate with these stories. So I'm going back to actually exactly what happened. I actually pull up the data like anybody does, but I'm just, that's what I'm doing. So I'm sitting there at the Academy Sporting Goods store, and I got a bunch of ammo and stuff for the shoot I was about to do, some extra stuff we needed. And I'm there, and I've got a couple T-shirts I bought. I don't know why I'm telling that part of the story, but I'm there with a few items. And I get up there, and I said, "Yeah, I told the guy I want that green kayak over there, the one-man kayak." And she goes, "That's fine, but you're going to have to fill out paperwork." And I didn't say anything. And then she says, "Zip code." And I said, "You guys have got stores on every corner. You don't need my zip code to find out where to build a store. And you already data mined all off of my credit card. So I know the lawyers that own this company think that gives consent if I give you the zip code to use the data off the credit card." But I said, "I'm not doing it." And there's these people behind me in the line who look like total fluoride heads. A young lady, looking about 14, there's people behind her. And they look at me like I'm scum. And I said, "Listen, in America, it's not bad to talk to people and interface. And they won't talk." And I go, "I'm not bad. You shouldn't laugh and give me condescending looks because I don't want to give her data." Manager comes over. "Hey, what's the issue, Alex?" I'm not even being that loud at that point. And I said, no issue. And the guy kind of aggressively gets in my space because, you know, he's powerful. Everybody's like little mini cops nowadays. And he goes, "Okay, if you want that kayak, you're going to have to fill out some paperwork." And I said, I'm not going to fill it out. I said, "For a $250 kayak, I got to fill out paperwork." He goes, "Well, the authorities like it when we have all this in the records." And I said, "What, because I'm going to escape Alcatraz?" And I go, "That's it. I'm so sick of this country." I said, "You can just take it off if you want." And he goes, "No, I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see what happens." So he goes over. I've paid for stuff. I've got my little cart there with the bags in it. And I see the little glassed-in case area where the manager is. I just go lean over the thing and start videotaping it. I've got it on my little globalist tracker system known as an iPhone. I'm going back to the caller, but I want to finish the story. So then they're like, "Well, I guess we've got to refund the money." And I go, "Good. I'm gonna expose all this." And they go, "No, fine. We'll just put on there that you refuse to do it." And it's this big, huge form all about me and addresses and registration and driver's license. I mean, this is a prison, folks. You can't even get a boat. It's not like I'm in Devil's Island or something, you know, in a French penal colony. And I left, And they came out to give me the kayak and forgot to give me the oar. I'm going to go back in there. And they all shook my hand and said, we know what's coming. We know it's true. We're just trying to do our jobs. So they were totally different outside. We know the manager. The manager looked at me and says, we know what's coming. We know you're right. And the guy that had kind of got in my space shook my hand. And I'm like, well, then why did you act like that in there? Because they were playing a role. Look, it's a kayak for a little kid. Okay, it's not an Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda works for the bankers. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. I apologize. I'm going to skip this break so I can finish callers. I apologize. I'm out of control today. Let's go ahead and finish up. Who was I talking to? Alan in New Hampshire. Okay, so you brought up two good points. Big victory with the artificial toxic pink slime. Please continue.
Yeah, roger that. And I'm going to go ahead and say that my opinion on this bully epidemic is a lot to do with the victim disarmament and people not, you're not allowed. What happened to the days when you could take your son who's being bullied out and teach him some boxing and then have him go defend himself? That I think is part of the reason why it's becoming such an epidemic and there is such a huge problem. There's a no tolerance with fighting. I grew up, I was bullied until I started fighting back. And then you know what? I was no longer bullied.
Me too. I think the best thing ever happened to me was being bullied. Because my dad said, well, you better fight them harder. And by the end of it now, I'm not afraid of people.
And I post a ton of stuff on Facebook regarding government tyranny. I just recently posted some stuff about H.R. 345 where they're trying to make protesting a felony. And I've noticed that they're all just a bunch of zombies on Facebook where they just want to relay these silly pictures and nobody wants to read anything of worth. And it disgusts me. I got on, I was actually, to change the subject real quick, I was getting my hair cut the other day, and I started talking to my barber about the NDAA and GMOs in the food, and he was really interested because he has an 11-month-old, and I started telling him about all the corn syrup and the formulas and stuff like that. And then the other barber comes in and tells him, don't listen to this guy, he's a conspiracy theorist. So that's how I knew I was over the mark and hitting.
Well, exactly. Imagine the average, and we've done a review is why we know. We brought him in and showed him here on air. I forget the name of the show, but I should do it again with Mike Adams. And we were showing the three major brands are all over 75% corn syrup and sugar. They're all right at 50. Well, they're either 49 or 55, if memory serves, corn syrup. Then there's corn syrup. So it's high fructose, corn syrup, rice sugar. It'll just have all these sugars, 70%+ sugar. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had pediatricians on who've broken the matrix. They say maybe 20% of a formula should be sugar. The point is that we are killing our children. You lovingly try to warn somebody, and you're the bad man. You know what? Again, that barber made that joke. He thinks it's cute. I'd have been, listen, I don't appreciate you being condescending, buddy. Well, actually, at first, I probably would have been. You know what? Corn syrup's really hurting people, and America's waking up. And then if the guy smart-mouthed again, I'd say, listen, it's not a joke, okay? We're really hurting our children here with this corn syrup. And if the guy bucked up, I'd say, well, actually, I wouldn't say that. But the point is that I'm done with these people, okay? Because we're informed doesn't mean we're bad. It doesn't mean we're scum. And I'm sick of people that think it's virtuous to be ignorant. I appreciate your call. Calls like that just get my blood up. And I'm telling you, I don't need to fill out two pages of paperwork to get a kayak. I don't need to register it because the police want it registered. What am I going to do? Fill it full of, you know, corn syrup and put it into the dam? I mean, I'm just sick of it. This idea that there's terrorists everywhere. Oh, they're terrorists. Another 50-plus heads got found on the U.S.-Mexico border. People are getting stabbed and murdered and shot all over the place, and the police aren't showing up to help them because they're too busy writing tickets under orders. All over England, and I'm not bashing Eastern Europeans. They come from rough places, crime-riddled. They are stabbing and killing people in England, and no one's defending them, and the police can't ever find out who did it. And they won't. I mean, again, this is serious business. I don't know how these calls make me so angry. I try not to get angry, ladies and gentlemen, because it just drains my energy. It's so stupid that they won't let kids defend themselves everywhere. Of course that's why bullying's exploding. That was my point about England. Of course it is. Let me tell you something. As soon as I started fighting back, even though the guys were 2 or 3, 4 years older than me, you know, who'd flunked grade after grade, should have been sophomores in high school, you know, in seventh grade with mustaches. As soon as I started fighting back, they moved on to somebody else because even though they could at first still whoop me, it wasn't fun. And again, that's who the tyrants are looking for, is people they can push around. That's what the TSA is. All of this is bullying. This isn't America. People are like, come on, buddy. Go along with it. Now, there's the new American flag. Can we come up with the one with the guy groping the other person? Wow, when did that? That is really nice. Good. There you go. There's the new American flag. The people are offended by that. I mean, that's what the TSA does. So, land of the groped, home of the slave. I'm going to shut up here. I rant so much. I don't even go to calls. I don't even cover half the news. I don't even plug products I'm supposed to be able to fund this place. I just sit here and rant endlessly. Dean in Alaska. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can, your lordship.
It's good to talk to you, Alex Jones from Alaska. Standing here with a couple of Striker Brigade guys just fresh back from Afghanistan. Having a good day at the lake. I had a question for Joel Wallach. My daughter says the B vitamins make her cry and she won't take them. What's up with that? She says her naturopath doctor claims that the high level of B vitamins are bad for her. What's up with that?
Well, I mean, even mainstream media, which makes me question it, is saying B vitamins and essential fatty acids are awesome. I mean, they're awesome. But I guess it might make somebody more emotional to have their full brain capacity. But I mean, I'm telling you, I'll have to ask you that. I've never heard anybody say B vitamins are bad. I mean, I don't know how to respond to that. She says she has a naturopath doctor telling her B vitamins are bad.
Right, he's telling her if she's short on them and she takes them, then she'll have a reaction that's bad.
Well, I'll tell you, that's probably true. The first time I took a wheatgrass shot, it made me sick because I just wasn't used to that level of vitamins and folic acid. And then the next few times it got better and better, and now if I'm ever at the store where they have them, I get them and it doesn't make me feel ill. So, yeah, I mean, I guess she could have a response to that. I'm not Dr. Wallach, but I'll have to ask him next time he's on. Are those guys happy to be home from Afghanistan?
Yeah, they're happy. They're here with their boys fishing and having a good day.
That's what I thought. I heard some kids in the background.
Yeah, they just got back from multiple deployments, you know. They just
Do those guys think Mercury's good for their children?
Well, I handed them one of your cards, and I just drifted offshore in the wind here, so I'm just they're losing hearing from the speakerphone, but... didn't have a chance to bug them too much on this day they're trying to have off. I didn't want to stress them.
No, I hear you. You could have asked them about opium production.
Having the other guys said that that's all they're doing over there.
Is lovingly cultivating the puppies. So when your teenager gets caught using it that they bought from the local government person, they can go to a slave camp?
Yeah, opium and marijuana production is the name of the game there in that.
Oh, they do grow marijuana. Well, Europe wants it. But if they catch you with it, you're going to jail. And again, the average cop pulls you over, wants to search your car. I'm like, I don't use your products. I mean, you know, do you think I'm the Easter Bunny here, pal? Nightly News coming up 7 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.